I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Nature's lessons, often they teach us as much about the meaning of life as they do about the mysteries of plants and animals, flowers and fruit. Albert Einstein said it so well, look deep into nature, and then you will understand everything better. And we hear similar sentiments from this week's essayist, Myra Ellen Edelstein.
If you want to encourage children to appreciate this wondrous world, then show them the wonders of the world that surround us. My parents were masters at this. We weren't farmers, and we weren't zookeepers, but all our plants and animals made it seem like we wanted to be. Dad's peach trees yielded a bounty of fruit. Mom taught me how to preserve by home canning. She carefully packed the jars with sliced peaches and reminded me to drop one peach pit in each jar. I have no idea why. Today, those home canning skills have proven useful. We had a small greenhouse just for orchids. Using beakers filled with agar-agar, my folks successfully propagated these unusual flowers. Raising orchids requires patience and perseverance, qualities that helped me achieve success throughout my life. Dad built a chicken coop for a dozen Rhode Island Reds. Once they started laying, we got 11 eggs every day and a 12th egg every other day. Funny enough, the 12th egg was always a double yolker. My parents used that as an opportunity to teach us about twins. The chicken coop was eventually converted into a rabbit hutch for English Angoras. I did learn a lot about grooming those fluffy bunnies. Mom taught me to spin the Angora fur into yarn, with which she taught me to knit, a skill I enjoy to this day. The greenhouse evolved into a lush aviary where the orchids became the backdrop to breeding exotic birds. We bred red, black, and white-faced Lady Gouldian finches, creating an array of variations. With each pairing, I got a lesson in genetics, as we predicted the expected outcome of the babies. We were flooded with guppies, swarming with honeybees, and inundated with hamsters. But we never did produce a seahorse. It took 5 years to find a mate for the lady angelfish and 30 tanks to rear her babies. The avocado pit and pineapple top grew into beautiful plants. The night-blooming cereus really did bloom only at night. Growing up in my home was like being at the Big E, the New England Aquarium, and the Museum of Science every day. This I believe. My parents were brilliant for teaching me critical life skills and intriguing lessons by bringing so many wonders of the world into our home.
Myra Ellen Edelstein is an associate professor of business studies and economics at Salve Regina University in Newport, where she teaches creative problem solving and quality management, certainly, she says, as a direct result of her parents' influence. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.